The other commission, all right, this is the second last sermon in the Gospel of Luke. It's been like 120 sermons. We're like almost on the runway. We're going to feel the ground very soon. Today we are going to talk about sharing the faith. And I say the faith for a very important reason, and we'll find out about that as we go on. Now, I want to encourage you today because I've been working with some people getting baptized, and sometimes people feel like maybe they have a little bit of a boring testimony, be like, oh, I grew up in the pastor's house and I learned about Jesus as a young age. Some of my kids might be getting baptized soon, so okay, it's gonna be exciting. But I want to encourage you all that nobody has a boring testimony, because your testimony is about Jesus Christ, who is never boring. Never, ever, ever. All right, let's get into the Bible. Luke 24. Then he said to them, these are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you. So this is Jesus in the upper room after he appears to all the people, says, peace be with you. They all see, oh, it's Jesus. And now he's going to give, this is like the final commission in the Gospel of Luke, his final general command to the church in this. Jesus says, I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. So about 5 months ago, I sent out a survey to the church about evangelism, how we share our faith, and it had a bunch of questions. Thank you to the 10 people who filled it out. I'm very appreciative. If you didn't fill it out, sorry, it's too late because I've already written the paper that I was using the survey results to work on. Thanks to you guys for helping me work on my ordination papers. Now, as I talk to people about sharing their faith, and as people answer the questions, I found out a few things. We're pretty average. Most people share the gospel about once a year. Most people don't like sharing at work. We're not all that crazy about sharing the gospel with family or with strangers, but we're kind of okay with friends. So it's like there's a few people in the world we might be able to share the gospel with. If everybody just shared the gospel with their friends, we'd probably be pretty good. Maybe a little bit more at work, but we'll see. Here we looked at, and then we asked, like, what keeps you from sharing your faith? And the one thing that people answered more than anything else was that I feel like I don't know enough, that someone's gonna ask me a question and I don't know how to answer the question. And today I'm going to tell you how to answer any question anyone might have about the faith, how to answer it in a compelling way, easily. And I'm gonna do it in the first like 5 minutes of the sermon. But first, let me see, open their minds to understand the scriptures. Because this is one of the first confidence that the Holy Spirit gives us the ability to understand God's word, how it should be understood. Calvin once said, for God does not bestow the Spirit on his people in order to set aside the use of his word, but rather to render it fruitful. The Spirit's gifting unleashes the word in us so that we can understand and we can know things. But then again, we don't know everything. And so I said, you're going to be able to answer every question, and here it is. So if you're talking about someone with Jesus, but which we don't do all that much, but sometimes it happens, and someone asks you a question, and we get really nervous. So somebody, I'm imagining a tough question, and someone's like, hey, Christian friend of mine, or coworker, probably friend, because we never share the gospel with coworkers, apparently, to a survey. Isn't the Bible like rewritten by the Catholic Church? And you're like, oh. You might be like, I don't know a whole lot about like the history of the Bible. You might be a little nervous about here. So here, it might be a question like that. It might be some other question about evolution or some. Here's how to answer all of these questions in a way that's compelling and a way that works every single time. This took me a long time to learn. And it's still very difficult for me. It's three words. Someone asks you that, simply say, I don't No. I know, I said it was a hard thing, guys, like really hard. With my wife, it's even harder. No, for me, not for her. She says it all the time. She's not here, so she can't like laugh at how difficult it is. I don't know, but I'd like to find out and talk to you more about this. Okay, dude, we don't have to worry. People are going to ask questions that we don't know the answer to, but that's fine, because that gives us more opportunity to talk. So you can come and you can ask, hey, pastor, they had this really hard question, and I'll be like, oh yeah, that's, you know, usually they're not super hard questions to answer, and we can figure out an answer, and then you'd be like, hey, maybe you want to talk to them about the Bible here, invite them back for coffee, you can talk more. So don't worry, you have an answer. We know what it is. We just say, I don't know, but we'll find out together. Okay, so we might not have all the answers, but we have the Spirit of God, the Word of God, and we have each other to lean on, to have confidence in the things that we have learned. All right, moving on to text, verse 46. And Jesus said to them, thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. This is Luke's version of the Great Commission. And last week, we had Bear come with us, who's a missionary. We learned about the mission to the world. And next week, we're going to have Michaela. I can't say her real name, but she works in a country we can't talk about on live stream. By the way, if you're watching the live stream, it's not going to be a live stream next week because we have a missionary we can't talk about on the live stream. Okay, so come to church or talk to somebody who's here. But today, we're going to talk about the mission right here, the mission to be a witness to Jesus. So we're going to dissect this text now like we are fifth grade boys with a worm in science class. Thus it is written. Thus it is written. Jesus tells all that he did is a fulfillment of the scriptures, the Old Testament, the law of Moses, the Psalms, and the prophets. And when we look at the Old Testament, we survey it, we can see Christ everywhere. We can see the rejection of him in Joseph, who's rejected but saves his people and the Egyptians as well. We see the blessing that blesses the whole world in Abraham. We see the betrayal of David. We see the suffering servant, all foreshadowed from the beginning, from the seed of the woman who would crush the serpent's head, the blood of the lamb causing the angel of death to pass over, the death of the firstborn son setting the people free, the serpent raised up on the pole so that all could look at the ugly thing and live, just as we look to the cross and live. Yes, all scriptures speak his name from the beginning of the book to the end, some in whispers, some in shouts. And we see three things that were necessary for the Christ. First, he would suffer. It was no accident that the Gospels breeze along until they get to Jesus' death, where they see the importance of his work on the cross. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. The witness of Jesus Christ is about what Jesus has done. And this is the hope. This is all of Christianity right here. That not that we are good people, not that we have an awesome church, but that we worship a Savior who died on the cross for our sins, so that by believing in him, we could be united with God in life and in death forever. That's all of Christianity. And when we talk about being a witness, we witness to this hope of Jesus. Now, it's been trendy in the church the last 30 years since I've been around. It's about sharing my faith. And I don't think that's a great way to talk about it, because this isn't all about my faith. It's not about what I am doing, because I am not a witness to the world. I'm not looking like I did not die for anybody's sins. I am not leading anybody to Christ. You know, I might look good on a stage, I dress up for Sunday, but talk to my wife, not all that great. But I want to point people to Jesus, who literally did die for you, who did give his life for you, who did do everything necessary to make us reconciled to God. That is the one that we witness to. Now, I want to say, you know, the boring testimony, do a testimony to point to Jesus Christ, who did all things well. For we proclaim not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as servants for Jesus' sake. It is him that we are witnesses. The key is not sharing your faith, but sharing Christ. If you want to share, Christianity with people, tell them about Jesus. It's like you can talk about your story. There's some intersections there. That's good. But always point back to Jesus and what he has done. Because nobody needs to be following me. Nobody needs to be following any of you. People need to be following Jesus Christ and him alone. You are witnesses of these things. You are witnesses about these things. What conquers in the end? The book of Revelation, what conquers? They've conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They love not their lives even to the death. And the word testimony here, I'm not talking about like their story of what happened. The testimony is the three things. Jesus died. Jesus was raised. Jesus will come again. Forgiveness is available to all who come to him in his name. That is the testimony that overcomes. Even Paul, when he talks about himself, Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. He continues by pointing to Christ. But I receive mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example of those who were to believe in him for eternal life. And so we tell a story, we can talk about what Jesus has done, but we talk about how Jesus has changed us, but it always points back to what Jesus has done. He has overcome death. He has risen from the grave. He is kind and good and faithful. And we just, by the Spirit, try to be. Not only did Christ suffer, thus it is written, Christ should suffer on the third day, but rise from the dead. He was raised up. And we remember, we look up there, that the cross is empty. Jesus suffered once for our sins and is now sitting at the right hand of God, from where he will come to judge the living and the dead. We are witnesses of these things. And we aren't witnesses in the same way, like we weren't around with Jesus. But we have the testimony of people who saw him in the flesh and who believed in him. And we have that testimony that we can share. God opens our minds to the scriptures so that we can share. And this is an awesome thing. If you want to talk about sharing your faith, one of the most effective things you can do is like, hey, how about we just like read the Bible a little together? Like, you know, you don't have all the answers to the Bible, but like you can learn together. Like open the Gospel of John, open 1 John, and read along. Get a gospel with like little study notes if you want. Just like cheat a little bit. You can find out some stuff. You know, that's okay. Nobody's telling. Nobody's telling. Just come and read. Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer, third day rise from the dead, repentance and forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. Now the English doesn't quite get this. I want to like get like the sentence structure from like the original to you. And I can explain, because everything is connected to Christ. And it's Christ, and then three things is that the Christ suffer, rise, proclaimed. And that's the three things. Jesus died, rose, and then proclaimed. And that proclaimed part is the part that we are still in today, that we are called to proclaim Jesus Christ. The Christ must suffer, rise from the dead, and be proclaimed. From Jerusalem to the ends of the church, ends of the earth, we are to proclaim Christ. He suffered, he died, so that all of us could have heaven. Now it says that in this suffer, die, that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in all nations. And it's a key thing. We don't want to stumble. We're talking a little bit here, this word here, repentance. Now, repentance is a little scary word. We think of the big sign we'll show later, like, repent, for the end is near. And we get that. We just like, the repent. And people are like, let me tell you something, that a lot of the reason that people don't listen to Christians when they talk, especially talking about repentance, is that everybody in the world has some knowledge of sin and guilt. Now, some of it's not like suppressed a little bit. And because of this, they carry a lot of shame deep down. When we start talking about repentance, and they feel like the shame, and what they have to see past that word there, they need to see past that word to Jesus, who suffered, who died, the Jesus who came and touched the leper, the Jesus who welcomes home the prodigal, the Jesus, and I said, what are we witnesses of? The Jesus that we are witnesses of, called to be witnesses of to the world. Repentance is important. There's a different translation here because I don't think repentance and forgiveness is great, because I think it's repentance for forgiveness, which is, I think, how we understand it more clear. Repentance is key because people will love repentance, just like I love repentance. I go in the morning like, God, like, I have screwed up again, because I know God will hear what I have to say, and I know God will forgive in Jesus Christ. And when people see who Jesus is, they will not like shy away from that repentance, but they're like, no, like I have the privilege of coming to God and say, I am sorry, knowing that he will scoop me back up in his arms, sit me in his house, and love me like the son that he called me to be. And so we love the word repentance, because following it is forgiveness of sins, knowing that we are welcome in God's house to feel his love, to know his presence, to be overwhelmed by him. And all of this, we talk about being a witness, the great promise that Jesus gives to his first disciples and to all who follow him. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. We are witnesses not just on our own, not just in some intellectual sense, but witnesses as God, the Holy Spirit, comes to live in us so that we can proclaim his name, understanding his word that he opens up to us, to a world. So two big things, and then three practical ways to apply it. The two big things, and the one is repent and believe. I said repentance is sweet when you know how sweet Jesus is. See Jesus, repent and believe. If you don't know who he is, call out to his name like, Jesus, I need you to cleanse my heart, to forgive my sin, to bring me into your house that I could know you. You can come and talk to me after. Pick up a, if you've got a Bible, pick it up. If you don't have a Bible, we'll give you a Bible. Read the Gospel of John. Get to know who Jesus is, and you will love him. And secondly, for us to be witnesses, to invite others to repent and believe in Jesus. As we said, we don't want to be triggered by that word, repent, sinners, the end is nigh. Because when people know the Jesus who saves, the Jesus who heals, the Jesus who loves, they will lay down their sins and everything to know him. All right, three practical things to share with Christ. Practical, easy things that you can do this week, and maybe some of you have already done this week. Invite people to church and church events. We hope here at every time to celebrate, sing, preach, read the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can invite people to hear, and hopefully we try to be as welcoming as we can. If you're new here, I hope that you have been welcomed adequately. I welcome you. How many people invited people to Watoto? Yeah, well, lots of you invited. You guys got to share the gospel by inviting people to Watoto, where they came, they sang, they ended, but they also clearly shared the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope that they came from Africa to tell us about Jesus, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Yeah, invite your neighbors. Go to church. Start a small group and invite your neighbors to it. We did that. Nobody came. That was like a long time ago. It was a lovely thing. Just try. Prayer walk. So we go to prayer walk. We're starting again this week, Wednesdays. We go Wednesdays at noon. We go, we pray. We've prayed for every house in our community about 5 times. We started during COVID. Most of these people don't know that we're praying for them. We're going to start something new this year. We're going to start leaving little cards with the Gospel of John, a little note about our church debate. Hey, we're praying for you. If you would like more prayer, we will pray for you more. We don't know, whoever you are, we don't care who you are. We will pray for you and get you any support that we need. We'd love to be a friend. And you can come out. You can contact me, but Wednesday at noon, there'll be more info in it in the weekly newsletter. If you're not on the weekly newsletter, sign up for it. You can do so at the back, or you can fill up the little card thing, drop off the back. Okay, the little card thing that's underneath the seat thing. Okay. 3, be creative. I don't know all the great ways to share the gospel, because God is calling you to individual things. God's calling you probably to talk to a friend for coffee. God's probably prompting you to do things. And what I just say, follow that prompting, but do one thing for me, and that is to be a witness to Jesus Christ, to who he is, the person of Jesus, the friend of sinners, the one who loves all, calls all to himself, and forgives their sins by paying the penalty by dying on the cross for them. Be a witness of Jesus Christ. Every one of us has a perfect testimony. Jesus Christ died for my sins, lives forever, and is coming back to take me home to live with him. Let's pray. Oh Lord God, I pray that we would be a witness of you. You died, you lived, you preached, you loved. And I pray, Lord, that we would tell the world how great Jesus is. Help us to be bold. Help us to be bold, not with ourselves, not with our own agenda, but to be bold about Jesus Christ, who loved us and died on the cross for our sins. I'll praise you, God, and I thank you for the power of the Spirit to do this. And the glory of your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.